Thou shalt prosper, money is spiritual. Thou shalt prosper, the Ten Commandments for prosperity, the spiritual laws of money that you have not known or ignored and you have been paying the price. Is money spiritual? If it is spiritual, then only spiritual laws apply to it, and only by spiritual means it can be attracted. This is a long article. It is by no means a complete exploration of the topic, but it has enough useful information for you to start overhauling your whole concept of money. When you get successful at the overhaul, you'll start increasing your wealth. Even if you just manage in one area, the results will start to show, almost instantly. That is, when you understand the commandments correctly. My students find it first totally impossible to understand, totally impossible to integrate. They resist it, so please fasten your seatbelt. It's not as bad as it seems at first look. Anything worth learning is worth struggling for. Anything that is easy to learn is fool's gold. Not worth a dime. You don't need a PhD or a business degree to understand, but you may need to read the article twice. And you may need to think. The best attitude I can recommend is the same a clothing store owner would suggest: try on this jacket. Feel how it feels, walk around in it. If you like it, take it, if you don't like it, we'll put it back on the rack. No problem. But don't try it on to please me, or don't try it on already resisting it. Okay? I have written an article that got more views and more tweets than any article I have ever written. The article was about money and vibration. I wrote it. What is the truth about money and vibration? Was the article I wrote 6 months ago, correct? Not entirely. Have I changed my mind? Yes. Is that good or bad? Changing your mind when you find out you have been wrong is very healthy, but only the strong and smart dare do it. Especially when the wrong opinion was publicly expressed in a highly distributed article, yeeks, when you have enough courage to change your mind, publicly, you'll see immediate results to prove that the new way of thinking is correct. This is what happened to me with regards to money. I changed my mind and then acted on the change mindset. Money opened up for me in areas where I had already offered value, but there were no takers. Note you'll understand more about that through my other articles, but just briefly, money is an exchange for value provided. Someone must consider the value they receive more value to them than the value of the money they pay for it. This is the basis of an ethical business transaction. An exchange happens that is a win-win. Money moving without value exchange is stealing or burning money. Not spiritual. Many of the soul corrections I have examined have their most difficult correction in the area of money. /note. I just finished a book written by Rabbi Daniel Lappin, Thou Shalt Prosper, The 10 Commandments for Making Money. How does Daniel Lappin, an Orthodox rabbi, know so much about money and the spiritual laws that govern money? Maybe he just has some good ideas. Lappin decided to be both a businessman and a rabbi at the same time, some 20 years previous to writing his book. The combination, businessman/rabbi, is quite unique. Most rabbis are hired and paid by the congregation, and that is the rabbi's only or main source of income. Lappin, instead, made business his main source of income. This is how he can be of the most help to his mainly business-minded congregation. What Daniel Lappin says, in the context of money, is very valid, and most of you will see what in Quat, commandments in Quat, of the 10 you violate, unbeknownst to you. Arm yourself. Unless you get this following part, this book, this series of articles will be useless to you. Guaranteed. I have a conversation with a guy every Sunday. He knows everything culturally based, everything taught about money that is tree of knowledge. He works as a warehouse cleaner at age 78. To make ends meet. He has never broken out of the cultural mindset. And that is what is predictable for you if you don't break out of there either. Inside the cultural mindset, none of the commandments will work. So you need to shift out of the cultural mindset. Can you do it? We shall see, won't we? The commandments won't make much sense at first. Or if they do make sense, you are probably misinterpreting them. When something makes sense, that means that it is common knowledge, it is culturally true, that it is from the tree of knowledge, and has no spiritual aspect to it, and no truth. It either means that it was made up by humans from the limited perspective of the human mind, or it was repeated by a human who never actually internalized, invented, what they are saying. Is Lappin's message tree of life? Interestingly, the truth value, 10%, reflects that no, only 10%. This is one of the reasons you want to study this with me, because for me that number is 70%. I won't say it until it comes direct from source. I promise. This means, the truth value and therefore the use value of this whole money thing will depend on whether you make it yours, or just listen enough to repeat the words, listen enough to understand. Labman talks about spiritual commandments, and at first blush they should make no sense to your mind. You need to allow it to make sense to your higher self, you need to allow it to go beyond your mind. If you can't bypass your mind, then you can give it up right here. Don't waste your time. When I was teaching a little segment of this knowledge to my class, they were buzzing with zero understanding, misunderstanding, question marks, and resistance before some clarity crept in. Be willing to be open, willing to try it on for size and feel, or this teaching won't make a difference. Here are the 10 commandments of prosperity. Believe in the dignity and morality of business. Extend the network of your connectedness to many people. Get to know yourself. Do not pursue perfection. Lead consistently and constantly. Constantly change the changeable, while steadfastly clinging to the unchangeable. Learn to foretell the future. Know your money. Act rich, give away 10% of your after-tax income. Never retire. In this series of articles I'll talk about all the 10 commandments. In the More Money Workshop I'll teach all 10 with huge emphasis on the invisible dynamics that are underneath the spiritual commandments. The first commandment, believe in the dignity and morality of business. Money probably loses 90% of you right here. Said in another way, you lose your battle with money right here. I am not mocking you, but isn't it funny that the first commandment is already violated more often than anything? Just like in the Enquat, other Enkrat, 10 commandments. You, subconsciously, have probably bought into the widely promoted myth that business is bad, and that business exploits people. Your relationship to money, at that point, becomes very shaky. You want money but you can't have it. You can't bear becoming part of the Enkrat, a moral group of people that make money. Enkrat, you have a real conflict. So what do you do? On one hand you worship and idolize movie stars, sports figures, and hope to win the lottery. On the other you give your life into the hand of overpaid politicians, politicians you never call to task. In fact, you never call anyone to task. The whole social structure we live in is so skewed because we violate the first commandment of prosperity, we place value on stuff that has no or little value. I've conducted business from that place, from the misunderstanding of this commandment, until I read and internalize this commandment. My money was consistent with that worldview, I was barely scraping by. When I had money, I had to lose it, waste it, or give it away. I started to see a real change in people's relationship to me and all my businesses when I changed my mind. Was it easy? No. But I connected to source, muscle tested, it tested true, so I said, what the heck, let me change my mind. Lol. So no, it wasn't easy. And it didn't happen overnight. I had to explain it to others 3 to 4 times before I myself got it. By the way, that is my learning modality, I need to teach it for me to get it. This is the commandment I was teaching to my class. The gist of the matter is, money is spiritual, business is spiritual and good. Business is the only real value creator. It is not the production, not the creation of value that increases the value in the world, it is the transaction that does. How is that flying in the face of common perception? Lol. Okay, this was the hardest to own and therefore the most important of all the commandments, I promise. If you want to participate in the More Money Workshop, you will need to sign up to the waiting list. I will give you access to many different audios, articles, books after you sign up, that will season you, marinate you, so when the course is ready to start, you'll know if you are willing to invest or not. No obligation, by the way. Especially because I can only promise results to 10 people I have time to work, inside the course, one-on-one. Last time I gave access to a course similar to it, it sold out in an afternoon. Because of my unique view of the subject. Okay, here's the link to sign up to the waiting list. https://www.yourvibration.com/1/more-money. P.S. Next commandment comes later today.